Do you have a favourite verbatim play? And if so, why is it your favourite?
Look, I do love The Laramie Project. I think it's really clever the way he makes the journey of the actors as much about the piece as the documentary about what happens to Matthew Shepard. You know, I think that that's about like trying to show an authentic perspective on what's going on and self-exposing, not pretending like you're this neutral observer. I mean, that's the other thing. The style of documentary has changed a lot in recent years. You know what I mean? It used to be that documentaries were that BBC thing of, oh, now look, let's look at the insect in the glass vase and see what that is. Whereas much more people put themselves into their own documentaries. They'll say, you know, I've always wanted to go to here, like, you know, Joanna Lumley going to see the Northern Lights or what. So you interrogate your own motives as well as, so that plays into how verbatim, and I think Laramie is a really good example of that. I'm just trying to think.
Because I'm interested to know what practitioners have had an influence on you. Would Moises Kaufman?
Yes, well, because he wrote the Three Trials of Oscar Wilde,
yes,
and I really like that. And the playwrights that I really draw inspiration from would be Tony Kushner, who wrote Angels in America. Now, although you'd say that's not a verbatim play, it draws on real events. The whole story of Roy Cohn is drawing on real events. And a lot of what happens with the Roy Cohn character is about what happened in Reagan's America. So perversely, I'd probably say Angels in America is my favourite verbatim play, even though you would never call it a verbatim play. But it is. It doesn't have that third thing of the community, but it has the other elements for me of drawing from real life. So that, I really love the West Wing writer, whose name is Aaron Sorkin. Again, which is kind of a sort of documentary form of drama. So I'm sort of more influenced by those. He's a playwright as well, who write, they write plays, they write drama. I mean, obviously David Hare would be the person who I could talk about, and in my lecture I talk about the changes in David Hare's work that parallel sort of how I think verbatim's changing and how I think mine has changed. So he wrote The Permanent Way, which was pure verbatim about the privatisation of the rail system in Britain, and then he wrote Stuff Happens, which is kind of like I would call massage verbatim, and then recently we've seen Gethsemane, which he says is pure fiction. But if you know anything about British politics, you'd recognise a lot of it. So, yeah, David Hare would be a really big influence on my work. So much. I mean, I go and see a lot of Australian work. You know, version 1.0, the stuff they do is really great, and I really admire the National Theatre of Scotland's Black Watch and Alts. I saw both of them, and I really like them. A lot of those Max Stafford Clarke plays, Robin Soames, I've read Talking with Terrorists, I've read Angela De Angelis, her work is sometimes like verbatim. He's worked with a lot of verbatim writers that I've read. It's always a really hard question when you ask a playwright, not just their favourite, but their influences. It's to do with every project, you're influenced by different things and different people, and there's no real favourite. It's always this kind of, you're drawing from the play you've seen, you know, in a community reading, or and also the Ibsen you reread, you know. So it's a complex question.